What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 985. In this episode, I'll discuss IV versus nebulized route for tranexamic acid to treat hemoptysis. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode985. In the treatment of hemoptysis, tranexamic acid has been given via the IV route and topically via nebulization. These two routes of administration were compared in a randomized controlled trial for the first time recently, and the results were published in the journal Chest. This was an open-label, randomized trial of 110 patients who were evenly split between IV and nebulized tranexamic acid groups. The IV group received tranexamic acid, 500 milligrams IV 3 times daily, and the nebulized group received tranexamic acid, 500 milligrams via nebulizer 3 times daily. All patients presented via the ED, and they had active hemoptysis, but they were hemodynamically stable, so this was not a study of severe hemoptysis patients. The primary outcome was cessation of bleeding at 30 minutes. 73% of patients in the nebulized group versus 51% of patients in the IV group achieved cessation of bleeding within 30 minutes. This difference was statistically significant. The nebulized group was also favored in secondary outcomes, including the volume of hemoptysis at 6, 12, and 24 hours, and the need for bronchial artery embolization. All of these differences were also statistically significant in favor of the nebulized group. There were 2 patients who received nebulized tranexamic acid that experienced asymptomatic bronchoconstriction. However, this resolved after albuterol was given. The authors concluded nebulized tranexamic acid may be more efficacious than IV tranexamic acid in reducing the amount of hemoptysis and the need for ED interventional procedures. Further larger studies are needed to further explore the potential of nebulized tranexamic acid compared to IV tranexamic acid in patients with mild hemoptysis. While larger studies are always welcome, for many clinicians, this study will be enough to prefer nebulized tranexamic acid over IV, at least for patients with hemodynamically stable hemoptysis. To get access to my free download area with 20 different resources to help hospital pharmacists, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.